Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And it is an hour of bonus coverage. Titans and Patriots set for Saturday. We'll have the pregame show live from Boomba's Craft Pizza and Tap House out in East Nashville. It'll be Jared the GM and former Titan receiver Chris Sanders, who is with us today. Chris,
what's up?
I know you. I wish you have had a so far good start to your 2020.
How good, man? It's good to be in here, man. Had a great 2019?
Yes.
I'm excited about this year, man. I'm looking for some great things.
Okay, so the Titans get to the playoffs. They get the Patriots.
Yeah.
What is your initial reaction of the Patriots when you look at this game and when you think of, okay,
yeah,
they got to play Tom Brady. They got to play the Patriots. They got to play maybe the greatest coach of all time.
Oh, there you go.
What's your initial thoughts of this game?
What's the question I asked you when I walked in the room?
You asked me how I was feeling.
And you said you feel real good.
I think the Titans are going to win.
You know, just like James Brown, I feel real good. And the reason why I say this is because the Tennessee Titans in the last month or so have been playing outstanding football. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, Brown's been playing well. Everybody talks about Tannehill. But the big dog in the backfield is the one who runs this ship, and he's just playing phenomenal, phenomenal football. And just looking at this game, man, the reason why I'm so excited about this game is there's so many storylines. I mean, it's so many. You got Belichick against Vrabel. You got Dean Pease against Josh McDaniel. You got Belichick against Arthur Smith. You have A.J. Brown against Gilmore. You have Brady against Tannehill. You have all these storylines that are going on that makes it like a soap opera, and I'm so excited to be a part of this thing.
Okay, so which one do you think is the most important storyline? You got all your storylines written down.
I sure do.
Of those storylines, which one do you think is the biggest one?
I liked A.J. Brown and Gilmore. And the reason why I like that storyline is because I think A.J. Brown is going to beat the brakes off Gilmore. And the reason why I say it, if you get last year when they played the Patriots, when Corey Davis destroyed Gilmore, he beat him in the slot. And I think Arthur Smith is going to put A.J. Brown in the slot to where he creates more space and he's going to get open and make plays for the Tennessee Titans.
See, now you got me worried.
Oh, my gosh. Why?
I think it's going to be a hard game.
I know it's going to be a hard game.
I mean, I think this is the idea. A.J. Brown, when he went up against Marshawn Lattimore 2 weeks ago,
right,
he caught one pass.
That's different.
And Marshawn Lattimore, I mean, you could argue Stephon Gilmore, right, is the best corner in the NFL. And I know Corey Davis, right, absolutely dominated Stephon Gilmore. And I'm not saying that that didn't happen and we didn't all see it, because we did all see it. But I have a hard time saying that I think A.J. Brown is just going to have his way with Stephon Gilmore on Saturday.
The reason why I say that is I went back and watched the game. I went back and watched some of his film. And I look at all the interceptions that Gilmore made. They're always on the perimeter. Mm-hmm. When he gets caught up in the slot sometimes, that's where he struggles a little bit. And if you look at how we beat him last year, Corey Davis was in the slot, and he scored a touchdown. And he caught a lot of his passes inside the slot. So just imagine if you have Corey Davis on the outside, and I don't know what formation they're going to put him in, but Corey Davis on the outside, and you put A.J. Brown in inside, and if Gilmore follows him everywhere he goes, look how much space he has. Look how much room he has to maneuver and run routes and actually, you know, get him off the spot and make some plays. So I just think that that's where the money's going to be made, where A.J. Brown being in the slot.
One of the biggest questions I think follows me in this game, and I don't know the answer to it, is – how good are the Patriots?
I don't think they're okay.
You know, like, yeah, they're 12-4, and they're the Patriots, so they're always going to be, you know, whatever. But how good are the Patriots? And I just don't know the answer to that. I have a hard time when I think of how good New England is or
right,
isn't. Like, I have a hard time judging it because they played – if you analyze their schedule, and I felt the same way about the Bills. Mm-hmm. If you look at New England's schedule, they played – the NFC East,
right,
the worst division in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
They played the AFC East twice. So that's the Jets twice. That's Buffalo twice, although Buffalo had a good
They're
season.
Good.
That's the Jets twice, the Dolphins twice, and Buffalo twice. Now, I know they lost to the Dolphins, but just throwing that in there with the whole mix. They played the AFC North, which had Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Pittsburgh this year, and they dominated Pittsburgh. And then, you know, like those are the – that's an easy schedule. And how did they do when they played the good teams? They got slammed by Baltimore. They lost at home to Kansas City. And they got beat earlier in the year as well. I mean, like, to me, I just don't think the Patriots – now, the 2 years ago when the Titans went up there, I didn't think they had a prayer
to
go into Foxborough and win the game. I just am not convinced that this Patriots team is all that good. I'm not convinced the Patriots team they played is better than the Texans team that beat them in Houston on Sunday Night Football. I'm not convinced that the Patriots are better than the Saints team that the Titans had down to the wire without Derrick Henry. And that's the whole thing that I have when judging New England is I'm just not sure New England is that good this year.
You know what's so funny is you make some great points. I think that they're a good team, but they're just not playing good football right now. I mean, if you look when they played against Miami, you know, Brady looked like he never played football before. I mean, he was getting sacked all the time. You know, they were getting out physical. Everything in every facet of the game. When was the last time you saw a New England Patriots team look that bad that game against Miami? I'm not saying that I don't respect them. I don't fear him. And I think that's the mindset that the Tennessee Titans have to go in. Yes, I respect Brady. Yes, I respect Gilmore. Yes, I respect Edelman. Yes, I respect all these players, but I don't fear you. And I think that that's a mentality that Vrabel and his coaching staff is going to get this team to go in.
Is it about a mentality from the coach, or is it the sense that, I mean, when you watch them, they're just not that good? They're not what we're used to seeing from the Patriots.
But they're still the Patriots. And that's the thing that scares you, because Belichick, you know, if you look at some of the teams that he had less talent in one Super Bowl. So,
with less than this?
Yes. There's some – you don't think there's some teams that he had less than this that won Super Bowls? Remember when they played Atlanta and they lost Atlanta? Did they have it's about the same team that they had now than what they had before. You agree?
You mean when they beat Atlanta?
When they beat Atlanta. They didn't have that good a team.
They had Gronk.
Yeah, but still.
They had Edelman. They had Amendola. They had Gronk. They had Brandon Cooks. They had Deion Lewis when he was still there.
Offense was struggling when they were going into the playoffs at that time.
See, I don't remember like the specifics of this. I remember that when the Titans played them, and I believe that was the year the Titans played them in the Super Bowl. No, I think it was Philadelphia. When they lost to Philadelphia in the Super Bowl was the year the Titans played them. I just remember looking out there and looking at some of those names and some of those players. And I remember we talked, like, how are they going to cover Gronk? Well, they could, you know, have Eric Walden hit him off the line and then Jayon Brown and Kevin Byard try to cover him. But, like, they really didn't have an answer.
Right.
And now Brady's trying to throw the ball instead of Gronk. It's
Sanu.
Matthew Lacoste.
And Sanu.
It's Sanu. It's Dorsett, N'Keal Harry, Jacoby Myers. Like, those guys just aren't that good. This Patriots team, I am just convinced this Patriots team is just, quite frankly, not that good. I mean, they're still a good team, and it's going to be a hard game. Right. And Belichick scares me with his ability to game plan and take advantage of your weaknesses and shut down your strengths. But at the same time, I just do not feel like the New England Patriots, this version of the Patriots is a great team. Right, I don't think they're a Super Bowl caliber team.
Yeah, but this is what makes Brady so special, is he makes everybody around him better. I mean, I guarantee he's going to make Dorsett better. I guarantee you he's going to make Sanu better. I guarantee you he's going to make everybody around them better because he demands that. Yeah, they might not have the great superstars that they used to have, like you talked about with Gronk and those guys, but he's one of those guys that demand that you get open, demand that you make the block, demand that you make the catch, demand that you do your job. And when you have a mentality like that, whoever you bring in, the culture's already built because they have identity of beating the brakes off any team.
Do you believe that the Tennessee Titans have the mental ability to go into New England? Ryan Tannehill has never started a playoff game ever.
That concerns me a little bit.
Do you think that they have like the mental wherewithal, the experience to go into Foxborough and beat New England?
I think they do. They need to go in that same mentality. I think it was about, 2 years ago when they played Kansas City? Everybody was talking about how Kansas City was. Everybody's talking about they were world beaters. They were talking about Kansas City going to the Super Bowl. But Mariota and those guys went in there with the mentality and an attitude of like, you know what, we respect you, but we don't fear you. And I think the Tennessee Titans of now with Vrabel, with Dean Pease and Arthur Smith, they need to have that same mentality. Yes, we respect you. Yes, we understand that you're the Super Bowl champions, but we're going to come down here. We're going to take what's ours, and that's that playoff spot or that playoff.
What did you feel like when you were going into your first playoff game?
I didn't know what to expect, you know, because I've never been there. You know, the one thing that I know this is kind of goofy, but I was just thinking that if I go in motion, I don't want to fall.
You were nervous.
I was nervous. That's the kind of where I was thinking. But once you get into the game, you don't think about those things. You kind of take it as being another game. I got to do my job. If it's cover three or cover two, I got to make the play. So if everybody just does their job and get past all the hoopla, get past all the crowd, get past all the stuff that's been said before the game, and when the game's played, just do your job.
What was the difference between the first playoff game you played and the second playoff game you played? You guys win the Music City Miracle in 99. You go right on to Indianapolis the next week, upset Peyton Manning and the Colts. What was the difference in feeling between those two games for you as a player?
You know, the first game, we were just kind of like trying to feel our way through, just kind of feel, okay, what do we need to do, you know, not creating turnovers, you know, make sure we're doing our job. But that second game, we were on a mission. We were on a mission to go into Indianapolis and say, you know what, we understand Peyton Manning is a dude. We understand they got some great wide receivers in Harrison, but we were on a mission. When we got on that plane, we were on a mission. When we got in the hotel, we were on a mission. When we got in walkthrough, we were on a mission. When we stepped in pregame warm-up, we were on a mission. And that's exactly what the Tennessee Titans need to do on Saturday, is when they step on that field, they need to be on a mission to beat the Patriots.
You are fired up.
I am fired. Let me tell you something. I love games like this, man. And I'm not just trying to get fired up because we're on the show. But my adrenaline's flowing, man, because these are one of the games the stars are born. You know, you can take a situation to where nobody really knew Sharp around the country to where all of a sudden somebody knows Sharp because he might make the minute touchdown. Here's another situation with our tight end Janu. A lot of people know him in Tennessee, but now the whole world can know that this is one of the best tight ends in the league. These are where stars are born.
Did the players think about it like that?
What? No, I didn't. No, we didn't. We just knew that, man, hey, we worked hard, and we're going to put ourselves in position to win this game. I mean, it just happens to where, you know, Eddie George was that guy.
I think I'm excited about the game because, like, 2 years ago when they went to New England, I didn't think they have a chance. You looked on paper, and the Titan team just didn't match up with that team on paper just from a personnel standpoint.
Right. Yeah.
You got the number one rusher in the NFL. You got the number one rated passer in the NFL. You got the top rookie receiver in the league. I mean, the Titans have players right now that they didn't have before. And New England doesn't have the same players that they've had year in and year out.
Yo, but the one thing that helps the Patriots is experience. You know, the Patriots have been in the playoffs, the last 11, 12 years?
Mm-hmm.
So they have experience. When's the last time that Tannehill's been to a playoff game? Zero. So that's the only thing that I'm concerned about is experience.
New England's roster has 377 games of experience. The Titans' roster has 79.
That's what I'm talking about.
So they have 300 more games of playoff experience than the Titans. Now, my question to you is,
yes,
how
sir.
Much does that matter? Because when you guys got to the playoffs and you would play Buffalo, the Music City Miracle, that team had Bruce Smith. That team had, those guys had played in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Doug Flutie, I know he didn't play in that game, but Doug Flutie been in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You guys had no playoff experience, went to the Super Bowl. The next year, you had all that playoff experience, and you lost at home in the first game to Baltimore. So how much does the playoff experience really matter? And I don't know what the answer is.
I mean, it really does, especially with the Patriots. They have a lot of experience because they know what to take when something bad goes your way. You know, everybody is talking about that the weather's going to be bad. You know, so how do you handle that when you have a lot of experience? You know how to handle it. You know what to do. You know how to practice. You know how to do meetings because you've been in that experience. The Tennessee Titans haven't been in this situation, or I'm talking about Tannehill, hasn't been in this position ever in his career. So inquiring minds want to know, how is he going to handle the pressure? How is he going to handle the crowd? How is he going to handle those things when he hits adversity because he's never been in that position?
Chris Sanders in. We got bonus coverage. We'll take your phone calls, your thoughts on the Titans and the Patriots, your questions for Chris about the Titans and the Patriots. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. 615-737-1025. We'll get your phones, we'll get your texts, so on and so forth. What do we think about the quarterback matchup? Tannehill versus Brady. What does Chris think there? And is it a big gap between the two? We'll discuss next. Chris Sanders, bonus coverage live from the Wholesaling Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com. It's ESPN 1025, the game. Oh. Bonus coverage on ESPN ESPN 102.5 The Game. Titans and Patriots Saturday. We'll be live. Jared the GM and Chris Sanders will be live at Boombox Craft Pizza and Tap House in East Nashville for the pregame show. Titans and Patriots. Ryan Tannehill named AFC Offensive Player of the Month for the month of December. Ryan Tannehill, the number one passer in the NFL this season in terms of passer rating. So, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Big quarterback matchup, Ryan Tannehill versus Tom Brady. If I had said to you 8 months ago, back all the way back in 2019, if I had said to you, Chris, who's the better quarterback between Ryan Tannehill and Tom Brady, you would have laughed.
Yes, I would.
Everybody would have laughed. I would have laughed. Who's the better quarterback between Tom Brady and Ryan Tannehill right now?
I say Tannehill. I mean,
really?
Yes. And the reason, I'm not saying he's a better quarterback. I'm just saying he's a better quarterback now. And I'm saying that's a capital N, now. Because, I mean, Tannehill's playing at a totally different level. I mean, everybody know what Brady does. Smart quarterback, makes great decisions. But look at what Tannehill has done with this team. They were 2-4, and now he won his last 7-3. And the one thing I love about him is he's not making mistakes, and he's putting the ball where only the receiver can catch it. I mean, just looking at the TV copy, I mean, he's throwing some darts. He's throwing some bullets to where only the receiver can catch the ball. And then another element that he's bringing to the game is he's not taking a lot of sacks for losses. And when you do that and you stay in front of the chain, you always put your team in position to make plays. So I'm really, really excited about what he's been doing.
But Tannehill's lack of playoff experience compared to Brady's, that doesn't factor in here in this to you? The fact that Brady has, you know, a less of a cast than Tannehill has, that doesn't factor in this to you? I mean, I'm with you. Tannehill's playing great.
Yeah.
And I felt like when it's 3rd and 11 with Marcus, it almost felt like let's see if they can get it. But you knew deep down inside the punt team was about to run on the field. Now it's like 3rd and 11 with Tannehill, and they don't always get it. But he'll, 3rd and 8, he'll hit a 16-yard gain, move the chains, go out there first down. But that was 10 games against Oakland, Indy, Jacksonville, half the Texans. Mm. You know, I mean, I know he played well against the Saints, but Brady's made a career out of this. I know we're not taking anything away from Brady the player, but it just almost seems like blasphemous for us to be having this discussion about whether or not Ryan Tannehill is playing better right now than Tom Brady.
Yeah, there's a thing that I love about Tannehill. He brings a level of toughness. I mean, you have a quarter that brings a level of toughness. They're willing to run through somebody's face. I mean, look at when they played the Kansas City Chiefs on the 2-point conversion. This is a 2-point conversion now, and he's running through the safety's face. You don't think that's going to excite the crowd. You don't think that's going to excite the players on your sidelines. It doesn't stop there. We played the Jacksonville Jaguars. He rolls out. There's nobody there. He jumps over 2 or 3 guys to make a touchdown. He brings a level of toughness, and he fires up the crowd, he fires up their players, and guys are going to follow that type of guy. And that's the reason why I'm saying that Tannehill's playing better, because he's playing at a level of toughness that Brady's not. I'm not saying that Brady's not tough. I'm just saying that Tannehill's playing at a better level of toughness than Brady is right now.
Okay, so if the game's on the line, 4th quarter, you trust Brady right now more, or I mean, you trust Tannehill right now more than you would trust Brady. Who is Mr. Comeback and Mr. Playoffs?
That's a whole different scenario. If it's 2 minutes left in the game, and you're saying if I would have Brady or Tannehill, I would have Brady because he's been in that position before. Tannehill hasn't been in that position for it. That's the only reason why I'll take him. I'm contradicting myself, huh?
So the one thing I thought about today is in 2000, I think it was the 2001 season. So this would be your second to last year in the league.
Mm-hmm.
If you had said at the time before the Super Bowl that year, you know, I think this 6th-round kid out of Michigan, Brady, I think he's better than Kurt Warner. I think he's better. When they played the Rams in the Super Bowl, I think everybody would have laughed at
you. They would have laughed.
And they would have said, there's no way that Brady's going to outplay Kurt Warner. I mean, I remember thinking there was no way the Patriots are going to win that game. And then the Patriots totally, you know, now Brady didn't outplay Warner. Warner threw for like 430 yards. Brady threw for about 150. But Brady was the game's MVP.
Right.
And that started this long career. I almost feel like for Tannehill, this game on Sunday or Saturday is almost like a game that proves whether or not what we've seen the last 10 games out of Tannehill is that he is legit, that he is the man, that he is the guy that this franchise desperately needs, or, you know, it was a nice run, but he is what he is and you are what you are.
Look at, okay, I'm gonna break it down to you. Look at when they had Warner and they had Brady. Everybody knew at that time that Warner was the better quarterback, and Brady was a guy that really nobody never known, or never knew who he was. But what was the gray area? It was about a mentality, and that's the same thing that Tannehill has to have, is have that mentality. I understand that Brady has won a lot of Super Bowls. I understand that Brady is the comeback kick. I understand that he's a great quarterback in this league. But my mentality is, you know what, I'm going to leave my team to victory. If it's 2 minutes left on the clock and I need a touchdown, I'm going to make sure they get a touchdown. If I have to get a two-point conversion, my mentality is I got to run through somebody's face and get into the end zone. If I got to make a throw on third and 15, I'm going to make a throw in third and 16 to make sure we get the first down. That's the mentality that he has to have. I understand the experience is not out there, but you can't measure a man's heart. You can't measure a man's mentality, because if you have the mentality that I can beat anybody, the sky's the limit for anybody.
But don't you feel like both these quarterbacks have that?
They both have that. They do.
I mean, I'll give Tannehill credit. I think Tannehill has definitely played with that edge since he's taken over as quarterback.
Yeah, and he's gotten that edge a long time ago, because when he was at Miami, everybody was talking about how fragile he was, that he couldn't make the catch. I mean, not the catch, he couldn't make the throw. You don't think he's got an edge to win the game and prove everybody wrong? Look at his level of play from last year to when he was hurt to now. He looks like two totally different quarterbacks. Why? Because in that gray area, he's created an edge of saying, you know what? I understand what everybody's saying. I'm going to ignore the chatter, but I'm going to go out here and help my team to victory. And I just think that's why the Tennessee Titans are going to win.
Okay, so I want on record. Chris Sanders rather have Ryan Tannehill Saturday than Tom Brady.
No, I didn't say that.
Is that not what you said at the beginning of this?
No, you said who's playing better at that time. Tannehill's playing better than Brady at the time. Now, if I had a chance to pick a quarterback, I would pick Brady. The reason why I picked Brady.
So if you had to pick between the two for Saturday, you would take Brady over Tannehill?
I would take Brady. But on the flip side, I think Tannehill's playing better than Brady right now, with a capital N. Right now, I'm not saying he's a better quarterback, but he's playing better quarterback position now.
Is it the weapons? I mean, is it the fact that Tannehill has the number one rusher in the league,
right?
A.J. Brown, you got a top five pick in Corey Davis, Jonnu Smith has blossomed as a tight end. And not only that, Tannehill's actually been getting the ball.
No doubt.
I think, like, I call it like the crew of three, the group, and you can add Khalif Raymond into this, although I don't know if he's going to play or not, but the group of Firkser, Pruitt, Sharp, Raymond, they've all kind of contributed in their own ways. I think that's better than what Brady's got right now.
Yeah,
and I don't know if Brady's struggling simply because Brady doesn't have the guys that he's always trusted and the guys he's always believed in outside of Edelman on his team right now.
Check this out. Baker Mayfield has all those weapons, right? Is he a great quarterback?
No.
The reason why, because he makes bad decisions. I mean, you can have all the weapons in the world. You can have an A.J. Brown. You can have a Jonnu Smith. You can have a Derrick Henry. But if you don't make great decisions at a quarterback, it means nothing. The reason why his game is at an elite level is because he's making great decisions. Look at when he rolls out. If there's nobody open, so what does he do? He runs the ball, and he runs it for a touchdown. If nobody's open, he doesn't make the bad decisions like a Baker Mayfield when he has all those weapons. Woo! Talk to me there, Jarrett.
But then what do you think about who's got – is it the better weapons that make Tannehill better than Brady right now? Or is it Tannehill's mentality that's making him the better quarterback
It's his
right
mentality
now?
And the decision-making that Tannehill's doing right now. I'm not saying he's the better quarterback. I'm just saying right now, with the capital N, now is because he's playing at an elite level and he's making great decisions, as opposed to Brady not making the great decisions like he did in the past.
So one thing I haven't gotten too excited about, and I'm not willing to get excited about. I think he's going to play a huge role in this game.
What's that?
We'll get to that coming up next. Chris Sanders in for an hour of bonus coverage. Jared, live here on ESPN 102.5 The Game and streaming on the Game Nashville app. Titans and Patriots on Saturday. Chris Sanders with a little bonus coverage. So you're fired up level. What would you say your fired up level would be at?
If we had a scale of 1 to 10, probably about a 15. I mean, my adrenaline's flowing, man.
I feel like, what were you like when you played in these playoff games?
You know what's funny is I was real quiet, but I just kept it. I kept it inside. But when I catch a pass, I'm going crazy. I just kind of kept it inside. So right now I can't, because I just love what the Tennessee Titans are doing, how they overcame adversity, starting 2-4. And now they put this in a position to make a run for the Super Bowl. It's just very exciting to me.
So you're feeling it right now.
I'm really feeling it, man. I mean, because I love to see people overcome stuff. I mean, look at with Arthur Smith, you know, getting criticized for making bad play calls. Vrabel getting criticized. Lawan getting criticized, which he deserved a little bit. And guys just coming back and making plays and being a resilient team. That's what I love.
So they always say Bill Belichick when you play in these playoff games, Bill Belichick will take away your greatest strength and expose your biggest weakness. And that's why I have a hard time getting excited about Derrick Henry against the New England Patriots, even though Derrick Henry has run over almost everybody this year and was the league's rushing champion. And I think when all is said and done, Henry may finish in the top five of MVP voting this year.
Wow.
I mean, I think it's going to be Jackson 1, Russell Wilson 2, Deshaun Watson 3.
McCaffrey 4.
Michael Thomas 4.
There you go.
And then maybe McCaffrey or Henry in that little five range right there. Like, I really believe Henry is going to finish somewhere around there. And he, I mean, honestly, maybe he probably should. So my question to you, Chris Sanders, is do you think Belichick is a smart enough coach or that there is a way to take Derrick Henry out of the game? Or do you think the Titans could be able to go into Foxborough and run the ball with the big dog and him continue to do what he's done to these teams?
I think he can, you know, run like, now I'm not saying he's going to do what he did last, but I think he can get those tough yards and stay in front of the chain. But just like you said, Belichick's going to take your number one or your number two weapon out the game. But here's the good part about the whole situation. Even if they do take Brown out, even if they do take Henry out, look at the other weapons of, or look at the other guys that can make plays. I mean, you got Janu that can make plays. You got Sharp that's been making plays. You got different guys that can step up and make plays. Even Lewis has been making plays. So even though if they take away your best number one, two options, there's still some other guys that are capable of making plays. So that's why I think we're deep on offense and defense.
So you don't think that Belichick will just be able to bring guys down and take away Derrick Henry and set the edge and all the things? Because I can't think of the last time that a running back went off on the Patriots in the playoffs.
Yeah, he might not have those big, gigantic runs with a 53-yard run that he had last week, but a 6- and a 7-yard run is a win because it stays in front of the chain. So I think sometimes we get miscued of thinking that if he doesn't have a 60-yard run or 50-yard run, that he's not being productive. Being productive is getting that 4-yard run, that 5-yard run, and stand in front of the chain. So he's going to get those. It's just that I think the Patriots are going to eliminate the explosive plays down the field with Brown and Henry.
Do you believe the Titans are going to be able to overcome the coaching of Bill Belichick? Because the X factor in this game, and I know it's so obvious, and I mean, I almost don't even want to approach Floyd with it because I feel like if I do, I feel like he's going to either not answer it or he's just going to laugh or he's just going to whatever. Belichick's going to do something. Right. I mean, we have got to, I mean, we got to look in the mirror. This guy's the greatest coach who ever lived.
No doubt.
And I just wonder what Belichick has in the bag of tricks and how the Titans are going to be able to react to it. Because I'm sure he's got something.
No doubt.
And I'm sure he's got a game plan he likes. And honestly, it's probably a good game plan and it's probably got wrinkles to it and all kinds of things that I don't like. And, you know, Vrabel would be one that would probably have a good idea as to what Belichick may try to do. But I do wonder what we think the X factor of his coaching is going to be and if the Titans can overcome it.
Okay. I know you hate this. I know you're going to give me the side eye when I do this. But you know I love Rocky. I'm going to give you the perfect example.
Okay.
Okay. You remember in Rocky IV when he was fighting Drago, right? Everybody was talking about how big Drago was and how big he was. And, you know, even not Apollo Creed, but Rocky was afraid. But when he got in the ring, Drago hit him, and Rocky hit him back, and this is what he said. He's not a machine. He's a man. And that's exactly what the Tennessee Titans are going to do. Even though they're big, strong, and they're fast, you got to hit back when they hit. And that's exactly what you got to do. I know I use that metaphor of using that example, but this is going to be a street fight. So if Belichick wants to hit, then Vrabel's got to hit back. If they throw a bomb, we got to throw a bomb. It's kind of like this. You remember when they played him last year? The Patriots ran a reverse pass to Edelman. You remember that? Mm-hmm. He did a reverse pass and they threw it to Brady. What happened on the next series?
They ran the reverse pass to Mariota.
Yeah, genius to Mariota. So they punch. We're going to punch back. This is going to be a fist fight, and the Tennessee Titans got to hit back when they hit. That's exactly what's going on.
So I don't disagree with any of that, and I know what you mean. Yeah. I just wonder, like, you think A.J. Brown's going to beat Stephon Gilmore. Now, I'm not convinced A.J. Brown can beat Stephon Gilmore, but I at least think, okay, Belichick's going to have three different plans for A.J. Brown.
No doubt.
He's going to have about 10 different plans for Derrick Henry. Mm-hmm. He knows Tannehill because he schemed against him twice a year when he was in Miami. Belichick's going to have something in this game.
But it all goes back to what Arthur Smith is going to do. Arthur Smith is going to have to throw some wrinkles, put Mariota at quarterback sometime.
What's the point of doing that? I know they did that the other night against Houston, where Tannehill lined up at wide receiver.
Window dressing.
And like I think that they ran that play against the Texans.
Check me out.
I think that was to put on tape.
No doubt.
For other teams to worry about this formation and what the Titans might do out of it.
No doubt. But then even on the flip side, put Janu at tailback. Okay, we can do that. Then this is going to be another kicker. It's put Henry in the Wildcat. So it's all going to depend on the formations that Arthur Smith does. Because I know Belichick is going to have things where they double cover A.J. Brown. But what happens if you put him in a slot and you put him and Corey Davis on the same side? How are you going to double? So that's where the chess match is going to happen, whenever formation that Arthur Smith is going to put those guys in.
Do you believe that the Titans can outcoach Bill Belichick?
I think they can. And I respect Belichick to the utmost respect, and I respect Brady. But when you have a team that has an edge right now, and their quarterback's playing with an edge, and their running back's playing with an edge, and your number one receiver's playing with an edge, you put yourself in position to win a ball game. And they do have the edge. And you can see how they've been playing in the last 4 or 5 weeks. They have an edge.
I don't know, though, Chris. Like, they didn't. Where was that? How did that edge carry them against the Saints? How did it help them against the Texans in the first game?
True.
They beat the teams that they beat in the last month are. Now, they beat Kansas City, but that's not in the last month. The teams they beat in the last month, they beat Indianapolis, not very good. Mm. Oakland, not very good. They lost to the Texans and Saints, and then they beat the Saints backups on Sunday. That doesn't breed a lot of confidence that you can go take down the best coach and best quarterback of all time just because you beat some, you know, borderline awful teams down the stretch.
Okay, perfect example. Name the teams that the Patriots have beaten.
See, now that's the other part.
Yeah, so it's exactly the same thing. They haven't played that good of teams also. So,
and when they played them, they lost to Kansas City, they lost to Baltimore, they lost to Houston, they've lost to good teams.
No doubt. See, that's what I'm saying. So it's all going to boil down to, I know there's some great coaches in this game. Mark Vrabel is a great coach. Belichick's a great coach. Dean Pease is a great coach. Josh McDaniels is a great coach. They have a lot of experience on both sides. It's all going to boil down to who executes the game plan in the wind and the rain and the snow. That's what it's going to boil down to.
How much does the coach really play a role in this? When you played out there, how much did you feel like you guys were better coached, or that you guys had a better scheme than the other team? And how much of it do you think was a bad scheme? And how much can Belichick, like, what can Belichick really do on Saturday that would change the game?
You know what's so special about Belichick is he adjusts on the run. I mean, that's what makes him so special. He can be in the game. He always has a pencil, and he's writing stuff because he's adjusting on the run. I want to see how Mike Vrabel is going to adjust when things don't go his way, when a situation happens. How is he going to adjust? That's where the chess match is going to be won, is because Belichick adjusts on the run as the game is going on.
Did you feel like your coaches at times would adjust like that, or that you would play teams that would adjust as quickly as you see New England? Or is this like a whole different animal when it comes to how the Patriots adjust during games?
It's a whole different animal. I mean, when I played with the Tennessee Titans, we would adjust during halftime. We would say, okay, they're playing this coverage. You know, they're doubling Mace, they're doubling me, or whoever. That's how we adjust. But you look at Belichick, he's observing what's going on offense. He's observing what's going on the defense. He's observing one of on special teams. And he's always looking for that little thing that the Tennessee Titans are not doing and exploit it. That's exactly what makes him so special.
Coming up, we'll take a look at who has the edge. We'll go through the different facets of this game. And then also, why is Chris so confident? I mean, like, I think the Titans are going to win.
Not confident, I'm just...
I think the Titans are going to win. I do. I think they're going to win. I think it's going to be a hard game, though. I mean, it's going to be a tough game. And yet, here you are. I mean, you are all fired up. You are all jazzed up. I mean, you said you think A.J. Brown's going to beat the brakes off of Stephon Gilmore. I do not feel that way.
I would love to go against a corner like this.
I don't even know if A.J. is going to have more than two or three catches.
He's going to have at least about 6 to 7 catches.
On Stephon Gilmore. Why is Chris so confident? We'll get into that as well. It's bonus coverage. Titans and Patriots coming up on Saturday. It's ESPN 102.5 The Game. Titans, Patriots, 7:15 on CBS on Saturday. The pregame show will be live from Boom Boss Craft Pizza and Tap House out in East Nashville. Jared, the GM, and Chris Sanders will be with us. Now, I hope you're ready, because Floyd, I can just tell you right now, Floyd is and again, we're all friends here, but Floyd is less optimistic than I would say you are about this Titans game. In fact, I'd say Floyd is very much less optimistic than you are about this Titans game. Why, Chris Sanders, are you so unbelievably confident? I think the Titans are going to win. Right. I do. I think the Titans are going to go to Foxborough and win, but I think it's going to be hard. And I think it's going to be one of those games that is just edge of your seat and heart pumping out of your chest and, you know, just yelling at the TV and jumping up and down and high-fiving all within the span of 20 minutes of each other. I think it's going to be that kind of game. Why are you so confident that the Titans can do the job in Foxborough?
You know, if you look in the last month of the Tennessee Titans playing football and the Patriots playing football, who's been playing a better football? Who do you think?
I think the Titans have.
So it's all about momentum. The Tennessee Titans have been playing, you know, elite football in the last month. If you look at the Patriots, they haven't been consistent on offense like the Brady teams have. So if you're playing with a lot of momentum going into the playoffs, you're going to carry that momentum in the playoffs. I mean, if you look at in the year 2000, when we lost to, I hate to say this, the Baltimore Ravens, who was coming in with the momentum? The Baltimore Ravens came.
Although y'all had a lot of momentum.
But when we sat, we wasn't playing that. We were winning ball games, but we wasn't winning like we were the year before.
Mm-hmm. I mean, earlier in that season.
We just wasn't playing good football at that time. And then we had a week off, and then we had to play the Baltimore Ravens, who were coming in red hot. The Tennessee Titans are coming in red hot. They got a red hot quarterback. They have a hot wide receiver. They have an offensive line that's playing better than they were at the beginning of the season. Look at the Patriots. Their offensive line are having their struggles. Brady's not throwing the ball like he usually does. There's no top-notch receivers. Yes, you have Sanu and you have Edelman that are playing okay football, but the Tennessee Titans are playing red hot in every facet of the game except special teams.
And the Patriots are incredible in special teams. If I may play devil's advocate.
Sure.
The Titans have lost two of their last three games, and the one game they did win was against the second stringers from Houston. Meanwhile, the Patriots 2 weeks ago, in order to get into the division or to win the division, the Patriots beat Buffalo in a just down to the wire, tightly contested game. Mm. So I know the Patriots lost last week to the Dolphins, but the Patriots still beat a playoff team within the last couple of weeks. The Titans, I don't believe, have beaten a playoff team, and we're not going to count Houston here. I don't think the Titans have beaten any playoff team outside of Kansas City this season.
Okay, who's the best team?
And that was a miracle win, let's be honest.
No doubt.
That was.
Who do you think the second best team is in the NFC?
I think the Saints are the best team. I think the 49ers.
Okay, 49ers.
I would go Saints 1, 49ers 2, Green Bay. Bay 3, Seattle 4,
Seattle
probably.
Okay. But you said
Minnesota 5 and Philadelphia 6.
What was the first team you said? Saints.
New Orleans.
New Orleans Saints.
Oh, yeah.
When the Saints came here, if we don't make a couple of mistakes, we should have beat the
Well, you played without Derrick Henry, and Jerome Boger
That's
and his officiating crew totally screwed that game
That's
up.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, Boger's crew also screwed up New England against Kansas City. I mean, brutal calls there.
Right.
And if they get those right, then maybe – then the Patriots are playing at home.
And you're not convinced?
Well, I mean, the one thing I will say is this. I think Houston and the Saints are both better than the Patriots. I think the Saints are much better than the Patriots.
No doubt.
And you played that game without Derrick Henry.
Right. And we still almost won.
But this is what worries me is that the Houston game – the Titans lost really because they could not kick a field goal and because Anthony Firkser dropped the football on like a freak ball bounce.
Right.
New England is notorious for creating those opportunities. And again, this game is at home in Foxborough.
Yeah, I mean it's all gonna boil down to which quarterback shows up, which team shows up. If Tannehill shows up like he's been playing the last 4 or 5 weeks, it puts the Tennessee Titans in position to win the ballgame. If Brady's been playing like he's played in the last 4 or 5 weeks, then definitely the Tennessee Titans have a chance. But if all of a sudden Brady gets mad and gets mad at the media and gets mad at the Tennessee Titans and throws for 700 yards, we're in trouble. So it all depends on which quarterback shows up and plays football like they're capable of playing.
Okay, let's take a look now at who has the edge between the Titans and the Patriots. Mm-hmm. When the Titans are on offense, mm-hmm. Now, the Patriots, defensively, the Titans offensively, 10th in points. I believe finishing 10th in points is the best that they have done since the 2003 season when Steve McNair won league MVP. And I'm not sure the Titans have ever finished in the top 10 other than this season and that season. And that was with 6 weeks of just offensive ineptitude that then led to Tannehill taking over. So they're probably honestly better than 10th in points in the NFL. Mm-hmm. They're also 12th in yards. So they're, you know, upper echelon. The Patriots are first in the league in defense and first in points on defense. So who has the edge when the Titans are on offense?
I think the Tennessee Titans have that edge. And the reason why I say it is because when you get into the playoff, what wins games? The running game does. So Henry's been playing at an elite level. He sat out the Saints game, but he's been getting 100 yards, six or seven games, 100 yards? I'm not saying he's going to get it this time, but when you have a great, great running game, it opens up so many things. You got the play action. You got Corey Davis. You got Janu. You got Brown. You got all these weapons, and it all starts with the running game, and those other guys can get open.
Okay.
You're still not convinced, are you?
I'm not convinced what?
that the Tennessee Titans are going to win.
No. No.
Well, let me tell you, my girlfriend feels the exact same way, and she's listening right
now.
Well,
I think the Titans are going to win.
Yeah.
I think it's going to come down to the bounce of one ball. I'm just not convinced.
Well, what makes you uncomfortable, though? What if you feel that they're
going
to win?
Okay, so this is what bothers me. Number one, offensive line. Uh-huh. Is the defensive front of the Patriots is really, really strong. You know, I don't think they're going to let Henry run the ball. Mm-hmm. Tannehill is going to have to throw them into allowing Henry to run the ball. So if Tannehill can throw the ball down the field, you know, get a big play or something, now Belichick's got to back his safety out of there, and that'll allow Henry to run against, you know, six-man fronts, then I think Henry's going to be okay. But that worries me. And, like, if you get into a third and long, you got to punt.
Yeah.
The special teams for the Patriots is absolutely phenomenal. Mm-hmm. The special teams for the Titans is terrible. Right. And that could flip a game. Yeah. You know, that one aspect of how bad the special teams units are across the board for the Titans, how good they are for the Patriots, could totally flip the game. And then I think the third reason that I worry about this game, and again, I'm still picking the Titans, Belichick.
Yeah, he does.
You know, and I've always loved Brady, and I mean, I love Tom Brady. And I'll have kids one day, and they'll be like, Dad, stop talking about Tom Brady. Because they'll never get to see Tom Brady play. They'll never know what it was like. But I love Tom Brady. But Belichick worries me in this game more than Brady because Belichick, I think, has keys to the test and the answers. Right. And, I mean, he's the greatest schemer of all time.
Yeah, but here's what the Tennessee Titans have to do, especially on offense. Look at what they did last week against the Texans. They had a 15-play drive. They had a 14-play drive. They have a 10 and 11-play drive. So what does that tell you? Time of possession. If the Tennessee Titans can win the time of possession and keep Brady and those guys frustrated on the sidelines, now you're putting yourself in position to win. But if they have three and outs and third and long and creating turnovers, that's when Belichick is going to lick his chops and say, you know what, we got them on the ropes and we can make them create turnovers and have the Tennessee Titans win the Patriots win the game.
Okay, who has the edge when the Patriots are on offense? The Patriots finished this year 7th in points. And 15th in yards, the Titans 12th in points and 21 in total defense. Chris, I don't know about you, but I did not like how the Titans defense played early on against the Texans backups on Sunday.
What concerns me is the secondary. I know Adoree's
in.
He's in, but you don't know how good he's going to play, how many snaps he's going to take. When you have an ankle, you got to change directions, you know, all the time. So it all depends on what the secondary is going to do. I know that they don't have those explosive receivers like they had last year with Gordon and all those guys. They have Sanu and they have Edelman and they have Dorsett. But I don't think nobody on the perimeter is going to really beat the Tennessee Titans defense. The one thing that's going to help the Patriots is Edelman keep moving the chains by getting those third downs and third and five, getting six, and keeping the chains moving. So I just think that we can win in that situation.
Okay. Special teams.
You already know, man.
Where's the edge?
Oh, you know it's the Patriots.
It's New England. The Titans special teams is so bad.
Our field goal kicker hasn't kicked the field goal yet, has he?
No.
No, not yet. So what if it's to what
and his extra points, I mean, we're holding people's hands on these extra points now.
So what happens
if the game comes down to a field goal?
Do you feel good about that?
Now, unlike years past, they don't have Gostowski or Vinatieri back there kicking.
No doubt,
their kicking is a problem too.
No doubt.
But they block punts. They return punts. Mm-hmm. They pin you deep. I mean, they
– Yeah.
And I'll say this, though. Rashard Davis, who I never heard of, looked pretty good.
He did.
Fair catching those punts the other day.
Yeah. But here's what where the Titans can't let the Patriots have an advantage of is our kickoff. I know it sounds kind of silly, but if he keeps having those short kicks like they had against the Saints and they get good field position, just imagine giving Brady field position at the 40-yard line, the 45. You can't do that against a great offense and a great guy like that. So they got to make sure they get those touchbacks and make sure they start at the 20 and earn those points.
Chris Sanders?
Yes, sir.
Always good to see you.
That was quick, man.
It was the hour flew by. Now, it didn't fly by as much for me because I've been on the air now for 5 hours. But still, at the same time, like the hour flew by. We look forward to Saturday,
sir,
the pregame show. Of course, we'll have a special edition of Jared and the GM starting at 2 o'clock on Saturday. And then after that on 2 o'clock, we will have the pregame show starting at 5 o'clock,
Let's
5
go,
to 7 from out in East Nashville at Boom Boss Craft Pizza and Tap House. Chris Sanders will be
Appreciate
with Jared
you,
and the
man.
GM as always. That's it for us, ESPN Radio, etc. coming up. It's ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save